Welcome to Postcast tonight, David Locke, along with Ron Boone. The Utah Jazz could not figure out the defensive system of the Portland Trailblazers. We'll break down why it was so hard for the Jazz, why Donovan had such a tough night, and then we'll look a little bit at the season and back at the playoff matchup with the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's all coming up on today's edition of Postcast. Well, Ron, we talked about it early in the ballgame. They're the number one team in the league in defending the restricted area shots. They dropped their big. They take away that area of the floor, and the Jazz could not figure it out tonight. They end up going 23 of 53 in the paint, much worse in the paint non-restricted, even worse in the mid-range. Why was it so difficult for the Jazz offensively?
Well, it's obvious that, you know, from what we saw tonight, that they really pack it in the paint. And from what I could see, they take away that skip pass to the
corner
to the corner, and to the point where the Jazz did not, how many corner threes did we have attempts tonight, which was not very many, which so just tells you right there that that's something that they made a conscious effort to take away from, even though they packed it in. I mean, to the point where they would not let you get to the basket, and so by not letting you get to the basket and take away that corner three, there was no outlet.
Jazz have been taking 11 corner threes a game over the last 11. They got just three tonight, the whole night. So, absolutely, you drove to the basket, and they took away that corner three pass. I did a shot on TV tonight where I did my geeky numbers. That's what I talk about. Is that Portland's defense is one of the smartest money number-wise defenses. They don't let you get corner threes. They defend the restricted area. That's their whole philosophy, and that has been a problem. That defense has been tough for the Jazz all year.
Well, you can see that Terry Stotts has done his homework. He's geared his defense in order to stop the Jazz. Now, that might not work against other teams, but it does work against the Jazz strictly because of the way they use their bigs rolling to the paint. They know that Rudy Gobert and probably Derek Favors are not going to beat them from 15 feet away from the basket. So the emphasis was put on protecting the basket, not letting you get to the rim, or if you get there, making it hard for you to score, but really taking away that cross-court pass to the corner.
Final numbers on the night. It was a defensive problem. It was not a defensive problem. The defense wasn't great, 105. But the offense was a 94 rating tonight. So that's hard to win at 94. That's what we hold people to, and that's why we're able to always pull it off. All right, let's before we look at the Thunder, and we'll tell you whether the Thunder play that same defense or not here in a second, or at least whether they have throughout the season. They may adapt. Just your thoughts on the season. We're heading to Oklahoma City. We don't know the timing yet on Game 5. What's your feeling, or game one as the fifth seed? What is your feeling on this season, just kind of where the Jazz stand after winning 48 games this year?
I don't think you'd be more proud of the way the players, the coaching staff. You and I spend a lot of time at shoot-arounds and talking to the coaching staff, so we know how hard they've worked. For the most part, we know the system. We know a lot of the plays, put it that way. But, you know, you have to be proud of where they've come from. You listen to a lot of the critics, and I've been listening to them here for the last couple of days, and none of them had Utah Jazz on the radar. They, like we were really concerned about the Jazz making the playoffs and not knowing really how they were able to get to this point. Why? Because they weren't watching a lot of what the Jazz are doing. Now they're very much not concerned, but they're very much happy for the most part, what the Jazz have been able to accomplish.
The one aspect of things when you – shoot, I just lost my train of thought. We had a good question come in, and I was wondering about it, and I lost – sorry. Happens. What do you think the value – this? I remembered it. Welcome to my brain. What do you think the value of for this group to go from basically seven straight weeks of playoff basketball at this point?
The value? I think this, that – what they've learned all season long is something that will take them into the playoffs. Meaning, Quinn Snyder has not let them get too engulfed in themselves to the point where they think they're all that, or they think they're that good. I mean, he tries to keep them grounded. And I just think that there's goals been set, probably individually, maybe as a team, that, you know, they know they're good enough to get there, and the value is what they can take into the playoffs of what they've accomplished all season long.
All right, so now let's look at the Thunder. The first numbers released from Ben Alomar, who's one of ESPN's numbers, guys, has the Jazz at a 47% chance to win the series. Obviously, Oklahoma City at a 53% chance. I mean, truly what that means is that Oklahoma City has home court, so they gave them the edge.
Right.
And that's actually what I said coming into this one, is like tonight determines who the favorite is on this series. So they see this as dead even. What are your thoughts on the Jazz and the Thunder?
Well, I like this matchup, and I think that I don't think the Jazz, for the most part, I haven't thought that the Jazz should be afraid of anyone in the Western Conference. I mean, I know the Western Conference is strong. It's very, very good. I think that, you know, maybe Golden State and Houston, two teams that are just talent loaded, could probably beat the Jazz. They probably would beat the Jazz, but you name any of those other teams, I don't think the Jazz should be afraid of any of those guys. And I just look forward to the two coaches going against each other and have to prepare for each other for seven ball games.
You think the Jazz have an edge there?
Have a what?
Edge?
I think the Jazz definitely have an edge because we have more of a defensive-minded coach. And if I remember correctly, we got good shots against their defense. So I'm always confident when the Jazz get the type of shots that they're so accustomed to getting all season long.
Here's the thing about it. These two teams haven't played since December, I think, 26th, maybe 28th. In those four games, Rudy Gobert didn't play in two of them. One of them was Rudy Gobert's second game back, so he was on a minute restriction. The other one was the third game of the season. And frankly, you can't count that for the Thunder. They traded for Carmelo Anthony one day into training camp and had no idea who they were at that point. Add to it that Jay Crowder has changed who the Jazz are. He hasn't played a game of the series. Andre Robertson is hurt on the Thunder. He's a key to them. He played in all those games. No offense to Alec Burks, but he was playing like 20 minutes a night. Rodney Hood and Joe Johnson started games. This is not a matchup we've seen yet. I'm bummed out about this, frankly, because I'm a stats guy and I like to prep. I started prepping. You look back at those four games, there's nothing to take from them.
So it's like starting all over. It's like the Jazz getting ready for a team that they're not familiar with. They're familiar with individual players, but they're not familiar with the overall game, the overall play, how they're playing now as opposed to how they were playing. I think we had the Thunder we played four games with them by the end, after December.
Yeah.
You know, so we haven't seen them since December. So their style of play has changed. I mean, Corey Brewer is now playing for them.
If Corey Brewer knee sprain tonight. Well, they'll find out more tomorrow. Andre Robertson's out. That's a big deal for them if they're missing that.
Yeah. Well, he's been on the floor quite a bit, and he's their energy guy other than Westbrook. I mean, he gets in your face defensively. He'll take some threes. He's not a very good three-point shooter. Where he's good at is in transition and finishing at the rim.
All right, final one. The Thunder do not play the same style of defense. They play their big up, so you really have to move the ball out of that, penetrate, kick, move, which is where we're at our forte.
Yeah, you can break the paint against this basketball team. And again, I think the player to attack, and once you attack him, will be Carmelo Anthony. Once you attack him, the defense is going to be scrambling, good ball movement, good shots, I think means victory for the Jazz.
All right. Final thought, congratulations to Terry Stotts, Damian Lillard, and the Portland Trailblazers, a very similar class organization to ours. I want to congratulate them. They played great tonight, won the Northwest Division. They've had a great season. Terry Stotts is a fabulous class act. We have not heard yet on any playoff scheduling. As somebody just tweeted, maybe the league's double-checking it after sending out a bunch of rules yesterday that were wrong. All right, we'll come back with you. Locked On Jazz will come with you tomorrow. We'll have a special show with Locked On Thunder. This has been Postcast. We'll talk to you this weekend from Oklahoma City. Have a great night and be safe.